Drive south to the Union College campus in Barberville, 5 miles ahead. Here's how. Take a left onto US 25E and drive to Kentucky 11, the second light in Barberville. Take a right and follow the signs to Union College. Park at the visitors area in front of campus. Map is inset on page 4.
Mountain people are very resourceful. In days without electricity or Walmarts, families made their own blankets, quilts, and necessary clothing repairs. Quilting bees occurred when a group of women gathered at one woman's house and all would help her quilt family necessities. On the next day, the women visited another home, and so went the quilting bee until all families were served. Today, quilting falls into the realm of fine art, and quilts hang in the most prestigious international galleries. Irene Cheek is a longtime quilter. She's managed the community quilting self-help program here since the early 1980s. Let's listen to her explain her experience quilting.
Well, I've been quilting about 25 years myself, but now my mother used to quilt. My father was a railroader, and he started out work when he was 13 years old on the railroad as a water boy. We always lived by the railroad tracks, you know, like the mining camps used to be, but we were raised by the railroad tracks. My memory of the first beginning quilts is there was 9 in our family, and when my mother made quilts, they were to keep us warm on the beds because we didn't have all this electric heat, we didn't have all that, so we had to have covers to keep warm, and we didn't have store-bought material. They used old dresses or anything that they could cut up to, you know, get their quilt pieces. And one of them would be old blue jeans that my brothers would wear out and stuff, and that was real heavy. And my mother would sew them together. Well, she didn't have the batting to go in them, but she may have no sheet or no blanket or something like that, you know, that was warm. And that's what she would put in between them for the batting. And that was a real heavy quilt. Mm-hmm. And not all the time was they quilted, she would tack them. That's another form, as real old as the tack quilts. And you would take pieces of yarn and just make big stitches in the quilt, and you would cut between those stitches and then tie them in a knot that held it together. Now that's my first memories of quilts. The only thing that I've always said, if our quilts could talk, they would be people in Knox County would leave the county because, you know, there's a lot of talk goes on over those quilts. Well, you know who's going where and who's doing what and whose neighbors are doing what. And all those good tales, you know, like where you get a group of women over a quilt and they do a lot of talking.
Okay. Here's another Kentucky piece. It's called Briar Picker Brown.
Resume audio after you stop at the visitors' parking area at Union College. Pause audio now.